USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo warned America's governors to be wary of China, which he said is targeting individual U.S. states in a strategic effort to expand its economic and political influence. He said a Chinese government-backed think tank has assessed each governor on their attitude toward China and assigned each one a label, friendly, hardline, or ambiguous. Pompeo said while addressing the nation's Governors Association in D.C., the lesson is the competition with China is not just a federal issue. It's happening in your state with consequences for our foreign policy and indeed for each of you. Pompeo urged the governors to be wary of Chinese intervention, investment, and influence, including through contracts with Chinese diplomats, students, and organizations. He declared the Chinese Communist Party the central threat of our times. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
With only 2 days until the New Hampshire primary, Bernie Sanders is leading a new poll in that state. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
The latest tracking survey from WBZ and the Boston Globe showing Sanders with 24% support in New Hampshire. He's just ahead of former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg. Buttigieg earning 22 points in that survey. Voters will decide who wins the first in the nation primary on Tuesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A soldier with a grudge gunned down 26 people and wounded 57 in Thailand's worst mass shooting ever before he was fatally shot inside a mall in the country's northeast. Officials say the soldier was angry over a financial dispute, first killing two people on a military base and then went on a far bloodier rampage, shooting as he drove to the mall where shoppers fled in terror. It took police sharpshooters 16 hours to end the crisis. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A judge has ruled that Turkey must face charges regarding Kurdish protesters. USA's Wendy King has more.
A federal court declined to throw out a civil lawsuit Friday by Kurdish demonstrators who were involved in a skirmish 3 years ago during a visit to Washington, D.C. by Turkish President Recep Erdogan. The U.S. District Court in Washington struck down arguments that Turkey is protected by the Foreign Service Immunities Act. In 2017, activists at the Turkish ambassador's residence were violently attacked by Turkish security forces. Ankara argued the demonstration posed a threat to Erdogan, who was at the residence at the time. Video footage later showed Erdogan supporters joining the security forces in the assault. Women and elderly men were among the activists. Federal criminal charges against some of the security officers were dropped in 2018 and coincided with the release of an American prisoner in Turkey.
Oregon National Guard troops aboard two helicopters airlifted 21 people to safety, and authorities report that a 62-year-old woman is still missing. Waters continue to cover roads in northeastern Oregon, but they are starting to recede, allowing some residents who spent the night in shelters to return and assess their damage, according to the Red Cross. Residents in the foothills of the Blue Mountains of northeast Oregon had to be airlifted from their flooded homes. A number of lower-income neighborhoods in the city of Pendleton, a town of 16,000, were hit, damaging mobile homes and other residences.